Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. God wants our best. He desires we put forth our best effort, not just seeing what we can get by with. See, doing our best is the way we show God that we desire to be holy as He is holy.
Amen. Consider the words of Leviticus 1, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it at the door of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord.
The word for blemish in the Hebrew is H8549. H8549, and it's also surprisingly defined as perfect. The sacrifices needed to be perfect because they symbolized holiness. The book of Leviticus is primarily about Hebrew worship, how it was done, who was to lead it, and the kind of sacrifice to be offered, all leading to holiness. The children of Israel were told to take the very best of their male animals and offer them as sacrifice.
The natural mind, the business mind, would have preferred to sacrifice the weak, the imperfect, the blemished ones, while holding back the best in the hopes of improving the gene pool of the flock. This scripture in Leviticus is very clear. If you want your offering to be acceptable, then you need to bring your best.
If God was asking for the best, then the children of Israel had to trust God to replenish their herds with perfection. Please understand this. God never requires a sacrificial gift. Didn't say that right. God never requires a sacrificial gift without giving something greater in return. That's who He is and how He does business.
That's right.
The same requirements were involved in the offering of grain. The flour had to be of the finest meal. In short, the quality of a person's sacrifice determined their reverence for God and their personal commitment to live a life of holiness before Him. After the children of Israel returned from exile, God got even more specific about how He felt about those who offered blind, lame, and diseased animals for sacrifice. God wasn't happy. That's right. God wasn't happy. In fact, He said that people who gave less than their best despised His name.
And it says so in Malachi 1, verse 6. In the Classic Amplified Bible, it says it this way. A son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverent fear due me? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priest, who despise my name. You say, how and in what way have we despised your name? The New Living Translation of Malachi 1:6 says it in part this way. You have shown contempt for my name, but you ask, how have we ever shown contempt for your name?
Honey, no matter which translation we use, it's pretty clear God is not happy. Truthfully, they should have known why He wasn't happy, but He spells it out in Malachi 1:7.
He says, by offering polluted food upon my altar, and you ask, how have we polluted it and profaned you? By thinking that the table of the Lord is contemptible and may be despised.
God not only wants the best, He wants to be first.
Let's look further at Malachi 1, verses 7 and 8 in the Message Bible. It says, when you say the altar of God is not important anymore, worship of God is no longer priority. That's defiling. And when you offer worthless animals for sacrifice and worship, animals that you are trying to get rid of, blind and sick and crippled animals, isn't that defiling? Try a trick like that with your banker or your senator. How far do you think it will get you?
Wow. That amazing scripture. Two verses. Amazing two verses. When we fail to give God our best, not only is he not happy about it, but the scripture says that he will not even accept the offering.
Mm.
Now, the church or ministry may accept an offering of less than your best, but God does not.
Malachi 1:10, the Classic Amplified Bible. Oh, that there were even one among you whose duty it is to minister to me, who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar to no purpose, an empty, futile, fruitless pretense. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hand.
There are a lot of things I'd like to hear God say about me, baby. But we can tell you, I know you feel the same way, we discussed this. But we can tell you that we never, ever want to hear God say that he has no pleasure in us.
The Message Bible translation of 1 verse 11 says, Malachi 1 verses 11 says, and there were our people who know how to worship me all over the world, who honor me by bringing their best to me.
The scripture is clear. God was not happy when the Hebrew children offered him less than their best. From these references, we can conclude that when it comes to our offerings and the lives we live for him, he is expecting our best too. You might be thinking, I would never do that. I would never insult God by bringing him an offering to the sick, lame, defective, or less than my best. Well, since we don't offer animals for sacrifice, we may not think this is relevant to us. But let's get back to the question, to that question in a moment. First, Malachi 1:14 in the Message Bible.
A curse on the person who makes a big show of doing something great for me, an expensive sacrifice, say, and then at the last minute brings in something puny and worthless. I'm a great king, honored far and wide, and I'll not put up with it.
Wow. I find it interesting that this verse says a switch was made at the last minute.
In Matthew 21:12, it says, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves.
The merchants in the courtyard were selling animals for sacrifice. This was done as a convenience for those who left home without their sacrifice, or perhaps decided to change the kind of animal they were sacrificing at the last minute. Jesus was not ignorant of the fact that this practice was set up in the temple because some people were too lazy to bring their best from home or as an excuse to offer an animal that was less than the best. Evidently, some of the money changers were even using less than honest scales of measurement because of what he says in Matthew 21:13 when he calls it a den of thieves.
Proverbs 20, verse 23 in the Message Bible translation says, God hates cheating in the marketplace. Rigged scales are an outrage.
Honesty in the marketplace is also mentioned in Proverbs 11:1.
In the Message Bible, it says, God hates cheating in the marketplace. He loves it when business is above board.
There are three things that upset Jesus about what was going on in the courtyard. First, the money changers were cheating people. Second, the money changers were selling animals for sacrifice that were less than the best. And third, well, I might as well say it again. God takes no pleasure in offerings that are not properly given, no matter what the reason. When the pastor takes a special offering, or when you're reading a partner letter from us or some other ministry, are you giving less than your best? Do you pray and ask God, what did have you give? I can assure you that God would never have you sow less than your best. He's the one who determines that. The question is not what he wants. It's not what he wants, but what we do in response to what he wants. God wants our best in every area, at home, on the job, in family relationships. But when we come before him, we need to come with our best. There are several quotes I want to share with you about his best. Pastor Jack Hiles once said, "If a task is worthy of our attention, it's worthy of our best." Wow. Pastor Chip Ingram, "God gives us the ingredients for our daily bread, but he expects us to do the baking." That means we need to be doing our best. A.W. Tozer, an amazing man of God, once said, "Refuse to be average. Let your heart soar as high as it will."
Amen.
Think about these quotes. Think about it. Pastor Chuck Swindoll, "We're all faced with a series of great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations." Hallelujah. These quotes stir me, honey.
They do. They're good.
Hallelujah. And William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, said, "Work as if everything depended upon work, and pray as if everything depended upon prayer."
That's good.
That's a great quote. It really is.
Amen.
Here's the bottom line in all this today. You need to give your best. No matter what you're doing, your best in your giving, your best on the job, your best as a member of the family or a leader of the family, your best. That's what God wants from us. He gave his best, and we need to give our best. And see, that's our legacy, honey, our heritage.
Amen.
For our family. George Washington Carver once said, "No individual has any right to come into this world and go out of it without leaving something behind."
Mm.
What you want to leave behind is your best.
Amen.
Always.
So when we bring our best to the Lord, I like the Randy Alcorn saying that says, "He who lays up treasures in heaven looks forward to eternity."
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God.
Amen.
Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do whatever he says. That's all we ever ask. And while you're there, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.